Now, Facebook, GoFundMe,
yeah,
some of these platforms, you cannot raise funds as a Nigerian, as an African, but you can donate. So somebody in the US can look up one morning and be like, my dog, I need to, you know, do bed day for my dog.
Yes.
I'm raising $1,000. As a Nigerian, you can donate your money. But your father will be dying in the village, you cannot raise money there.
Good afternoon, dear listener out there. I want to thank you for joining us at the Economic Podcast. And today, in the first episode of our podcast, I want to tell you, have a very great guest. He's a filmmaker, an entrepreneur, and someone the world should look out for. We have in the house Michael Chineme Ike. Michael, you're welcome to the segment.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Yeah, good to have you. You're good to have you here. For the benefit of our listener out there, can you just quick introduction?
Okay, well, you've already said it. My name is Michael Chineme Ike. I'm a filmmaker, you know, director. I write scripts. I also act. And I'm also an entrepreneur. And right, as a matter of fact, so let's just say that the entrepreneurship is vast, and just try to do whatever it takes to just be able to help make the site a better place.
Yeah, it's just like a boom, just like a big bang. When your name, you know, flying over the internet, people are like, "Who is this guy? What's it just came out of school?" I think that was before you graduated from school.
It's before I graduated. I actually built my Facebook when I was still in, I think, primary school, actually.
Wow.
So it was from school. Yeah. I already put together my NGO, did a couple of programs. So by the time I entered university, I was already doing a lot of things. Doing so many things, right?
In beginning, how did you get into that? Or how did you get into, you know, pick interest, for instance, the course in the study in the school?
Yes.
Some people will say, I want my son to be a lawyer, I want my son to be a medical doctor, a filmmaker. Can you tell us how you started?
Well, it's quite interesting. Normally, for every young person, once you ask them if you are doing science, if you ask them now, they will say doctor. If you are doing art, if you ask them, they will say lawyer. It seems to be like the major thing. When you grow up, you know, you begin to understand that it does not really work like that. So basically, as someone that loves telling stories, think as a young person, my dad and my grandmother, they really tell us stories. So I love telling stories that I think inspired me to start writing. So I started with writing. Actually, I was writing law poems. No matter of fact, when I wrote my Facebook, it sounds like 12.
Wow.
I was living with somebody, from the village, you take it for somebody and make
the
household.
Yeah.
You know, so I was living with someone, and when I wrote the book, you can't be selling a book now and be with somebody.
Yeah.
I had to leave the house. So, but that book helped me, got me scholarship.
Wow.
I sent it alone, taking care of myself, paying my house rent in the one room there in Onitsha. So that's where the also kind of started. You know, but then from there, I discovered that we don't read in Nigeria. Sadly, we don't read. So the thing pushed me, okay, I think I wrote down 2 times. I was just pushing a lot. But then discovering that you don't just have to, because aside from being a writer, I love to watch movies a lot. So when I watch a lot of movies, I'm this kind of person that I've always pushed to try out new challenges.
Great.
So I just felt, this film, can't I produce it? Why is it so hard to produce? Then I was able to connect some of my friends in the US, filmmakers. I was selected to be in a film in the United States. I was so happy.
Wow.
I defend my admission sharp. I did everything.
I defend my admission.
I wrote to this school. I'm going to the United States to be in a film, but they already sent a letter and everything. But then being in Long East my first time, I didn't know what was going on. And I went and did a tourist visa. When I'm going to be in a film, I'll be paid for. So, but I got there, they asked me about the interview. You know, they asked me, what are you going to do yesterday? I said, to go and act a film. They said this is the wrong thing, that I should go and come back. So by the time I came back, my classmates has already, they already had an exam. I just knew that, man, this is messed up. But I felt, you know what, since I could not travel, I can't just stay and relax. I challenged myself. I need to turn this about 22 blessing. So I started to make my own first film, and that was just blessed. From there, I've had 7 movies and so many other projects, and it's really been going great. But that's
wow. Tell us about the first project.
The first one, you know, normally your first project is always first project was actually, I was not the director.
Okay.
I just got someone directing for me, but I was a producer, so I was growing around. So, but the project opened my eyes because it showed me that this is actually difficult.
Mm.
I didn't want to just go into it without experiencing it. So I was there, but when I saw what it entails to do the film, I said, I challenged myself that I can do it. So the film was stranded, and that movie is not out yet because there were still a couple of things that I needed to do. And at a point, I had to stop because I felt like it is not what it would be. This is a movie. It's a character movie. It's not in a normal Nigerian kind of movie.
Yeah.
It's a character movie. It's just two characters.
Yeah.
In one location, acting for 1 hour plus. You will not pause the film because of how interesting it is. So I said, no, that this is not the kind of thing you need to be raised.
Yeah.
Let me just go back. Maybe later on, I'm making plans for with the film again. So, but the first one I directed was Godzilla. That was Internet Fraud.
Yes.
Features some American actors. The actors. Those guys that I was supposed to act with, I pleaded with them, got some kind of partnership with the company, and they now shot American scenes then.
Okay.
So during the premiere to get one, they came. We had two American guests here, in Anambra State. It was wonderful, but
great. That's the spirit of entrepreneurship. You never give up. You keep pushing. Yeah. You keep pushing. At the moment, it's all I want to know. Filmmaking and entrepreneurship, you already told us how it has been for you.
Yeah.
But do you think you are getting enough support from the country, the industry? Are you inspired? You know, what are you seeing around?
Well, I just think that we need to do more, especially the government need to do more. The problem is that I think they need to close that oil in Nigeria. Because the producers seems like oil is just, it's like, they need to know that there are so many. Look at this, look at Dubai. But it's tourism, there isn't tourism to make money. There are so many money that is in other sectors to make money. But in Nigeria, we just feel like because we have oil, all our problems are settled.
Yeah.
But now, filmmaking generates so many revenues, which we really don't know. We can even start talking from the same as. From the time of the production, there are so many things that, as you are paying for them, as you are getting them, maybe news are going back to the government.
Yes.
The cinemas and so many other places, they don't know that. So they are not giving enough support. And then, to make the matter worse, Anambra State, where I'm from,
yes,
there is no effort to help filmmaking. So most of the times, it's always from my pocket.
But it's challenging.
Because, when I am producing my film,
yes,
I have to rent equipment. And when you rent equipment, you're now thinking, okay, I rented this equipment, you're paying daily for each equipment. So I now have to make sure that I must finish this film within those few days. So what if it's like a day like today and it's raining? I know you cannot film outside. Now you now have extra day.
Yes.
So it will now make you rush a lot of things. Something that is supposed to calm down. But that is between us and those in the foreigners. You have a lot of funding. They have support. So they relax. Sometimes they should take you for 1 year.
For one year?
Yes, they should take films for 1 year. This Avatar was shot for how many years in the game? Avatar, the one that was lost.
Yes.
So, but here, we have to rush. Like, I told this guy, I'm returning this camera in 4 days. I'm packing everything. But at the end of the day, the movie may not really be as good as I would want it to be. So it's been really challenging. The support has not been there. But what we are now focusing on, we're not trying to get people to invest in filmmaking, because it's wonderful. Okay, right now, just like the tech is taking over.
Okay, I was coming to that. The tech guys are giving you guys a run for their money. But what happened yesterday? You saw what Apple happened.
Right.
The release. I was looking to that. See, is it not that the techie guys are beginning to eat your pie or cake? So
they're not going to eat the cake, even though I'm still trying to figure out what they want to do with AI, because they say that AI can now write script, generate characters, do everything.
Yes.
But I know that's going to be a long way.
Okay.
But then I know that even for that to happen, we are still going to be involved. We're still looking into that.
Okay.
But then is that, before we used to have this DVD dressed up.
Yes.
But now we have movie streaming platforms,
yes,
which is also one of the things I make sure I put that in my mic verse. I believe we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
So now, movie streaming, Netflix is now in Nigeria.
Yes.
Amazon Prime is now in Nigeria.
Yes.
Disney and HBO just came into Nigeria.
Yes.
And these guys are all about the content. So the major thing is that it's about the content.
Okay.
Most of these tech companies are like the platform to distribute. But the content is what we now have to make. So when you make the content and the content is good enough, we'll be able to take it out there, distribute, like showcase the project. But let's look and see what AI was doing, because at the end of the day, it can still not defeat human beings.
Yes.
So I have to believe that no matter what happens, when I never see these things as a challenge, as like an obstacle.
Yeah.
Instead, I try to find a way to go around
them.
No, that is just some people that feel like, because that AI is going to render the world, is it like aimless or something? I don't really believe in DAX.
Okay, you mentioned something that is quite important that we look at it. These streaming platforms, they are flooding our markets.
Yes.
But the content there, do we have enough content to put on those platforms? How do we get our content on those platforms?
I think that's why I feel like if the government can invest, it's going to get a lot more individuals.
Invest on what?
Production,
okay,
yeah, movie production, sponsor films. You know, like the government can actually set up a fund, grant, loan, whatever it is for creatives, and tell them, okay,
I think the past government wanted to do something like that. So I think, but you should,
Lagos, I give it to Lagos. Lagos is doing that.
Okay.
Lagos didn't give interest free loans to filmmakers.
Okay.
That's why you can see a lot of them are jumping to Lagos because there have been a lot. Look at Lule. Look at Ebony Life. These guys are in Lagos and they receive support from the government. That's why they're going very, very far. Now they are striking deals with those big girls. So you see, it's all about the content. Now, someone like me, I am full of ideas.
Mm.
That's why most of the times I feel like I'm being too much. But then it's just that there are so many things that need to be done and little or low resources to put them. So there are so many, okay, I'm making a film on Mike Ejara. I can tell you now that this movie, this documentary has stressed me. I know we don't have documentaries. It's not up to that Netflix world to take. They want to take it because what they have, okay, imagine that Netflix now had to release a documentary about FAS visiting his former schools. And
Yes.
Say it's bad, FAS is a star.
Yeah.
Then it's the fact that they don't have much documentaries in Nigeria that, they have to be going for things like that. We don't have documentaries in Nigeria. There are so many things about our culture that we need to put out there. Every month, do this, do that. I will literally be begging, okay, I want to interview this person. To interview someone, they tell you, need pay me. I don't understand. I'm paying you to interview you on someone like Mike Ejara. Let's do this so that the world will see him. I've been begging to interview the couple of Enugu's. I was trying from when the middle of his tenure till he left office. Now I'm trying with the new governor.
I want to hear the
government view about people like Mike Ejara, Osadebe, Moro Kumanda, because the man is 93 years now.
Yeah.
After I interviewed him, that was the last he could communicate. Like right now, someone went to interview the man, and the man cannot really communicate again. So you can imagine, if we did not do that interview, we couldn't have actually had him say one or two things. But then, very soon, he will finish whatever came to this world and leave, and then everybody...
That day, they
will give him a state burial, but none of us are alive. Nobody knows what is going through, and nobody is doing anything about it. So I think it's more about we need to invest in getting those content. We also have it. These guys are already here, and the commission is much.
Mm.
The commission is going to make. They want content, so we need to make sure that we have content by sponsoring, young critics and see what we can bring up.
I think Mike Film Institute is an interesting platform. Can you tell us about the platform?
Yeah, so basically, I think you were saying something like that. A lot of young people today, like this, I want to act.
Yes.
Why do you want to act? Because they saw maybe those actors that they bought car. They didn't need that. So I've been working with a lot of young people. After that first project, that first film I told you that I was working with that director, what I did, my first directed movie was I gathered young people together in Alka.
Okay.
Can you help me to have this passion? And I gathered them together and I told them, okay, we need to produce our film. So everything about that film, from the cinematographers, from everything to the editor, was done by young people. So in the course of doing that, I discovered that some of them are like, they are talented. They have passion, but then they lack some basic training. So then I started to now open up. It was actually a group. I wanted to build a platform, a new streaming platform.
Okay.
But not just a new stream. I wanted a new streaming platform that looked special, like it's going to allow people to connect. So now, the sense of that, my boss was that I wanted to produce a platform where people like the Wonder Dogs can have their movies out there because there are so many people that have good movies. But then, for you to put the film on Netflix, don't worry that the camera you use shouldn't be any hard camera. Like, they have some kind of specification which people like us cannot afford.
Yeah.
But that does not mean we're not making good movies. That's very interesting movies.
Mm.
So, these guys want to go to Africa Magic, they will look at your film. There is no celebrity. That's why sometimes, sorry to say, but there are some movies on Africa Magic that are not encouraging. As long as there is Yule Dochie or some trending persons in the film, they buy it. But then they don't look at the contents.
I took my text me on the internet for these guys, and they were like, there's no start.
There's no start.
But then they didn't, I'm not even sure they sat out to watch
the content
to see what's this thing about. They didn't even look at that. But trust me, if I had some kind of connection there,
yeah,
to that third scale tree, because I've seen some things that are way worse than that. But that's one of the things that happened. So I felt like, and I've also been in Oka, I've seen a lot of young people do some dreams and those challenges. I was like, I need to do a platform where I can help distribute this film, including my own. Because I don't want to even stress myself to not be able to take my movie, distribute it. That was how it started. But I just wanted to add, to make it unique, I don't know if I want to add the stream, but I want to add the stream about what people are communicating. So if you're watching this, you're talking with people, you're sharing your ideas, you're telling them, okay, some adjustment, this image, but we're discussing it.
Yeah.
That was how it started. So the first prototype we did was basically that streaming, you know, this thing, to meet up the social media. But then along the line, we decided that, you know what, I've always been, all my life, I've been trying to do so many things, which just summarizes to kind of making life better for young people.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, why not start with this mic first? Because basically, we need a platform that resonates with the African community. We need a platform where people feel like their own, where people can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So that was why we said adding so many features. Right, now my advice can be a lot of things. One of the things it can do is fundraising.
Okay.
Crowdfund. Now, Facebook, GoFundMe, some of these platforms, you cannot raise funds as a Nigerian, as an African, but you can donate. Somebody in the US can wake up one morning and be like, my dog, I need to, you know, do bed day for my dog.
Yes.
I'm raising $1,000. As a Nigerian, you can donate your money. But your father will be dying in the village. You cannot raise money then. Why? We'll give you all kinds of stories, but then we all know we got to feel like right, and it frosts. It's very bad. It's very, very bad. Now, for you to do a sponsor, go fund me all of this platform, you have to now find somebody living outside.
That will help me do it on me.
So I want to create my own platform that allow Africans to ask for help, get support for whatever they are doing, which falls under the fact that I want filmmakers to be able to raise it. That was basically the main thing. A lot of people were
saying, yeah, yes.
But I want filmmakers to be able to ask for help. What do they think with that? Create a crowdfund there. There's the, what is it called? The marketplace.
Okay.
Where for entrepreneurs. Now, the marketplace actually be like e-commerce, big like Jumia.
Okay.
But we have to remove those things. We just made it. Put your product. If someone needs it, they contact you. Just like, chichi.
Okay.
But it already has that system where set up a stock. The people order, we'll have our guy deliver it to you. The way Jumia works, Amazon, you know.
Okay.
But it's an upcoming update as we are growing. But for now, it allows people to sell their product. So even, I'm still trying to bring everything to film. So even as you do your film finish, you can stick it out there.
Yeah.
Film is coming.
Great.
Sell your ticket. You can set up an event. It's just too vast. But the most important thing is that it's a social media platform.
Okay.
We're hoping that we could have this, you know, freedom as Africans, will not be limited, will not feel like the Western world are trying to gauge us or anything. And the secondly, is a movie streaming platform.
Okay.
It offers entertainment. And this entertainment is somewhere you watch your movies, you put out the product. We are not interested in the big guys. They should enjoy. But we're trying to fund this young community, a hub for young people. This is our own. So you can be able to see your products going out. It's not about making so much money. It really is, for a start, some of us don't even need the money. We just want the world to see what we have, encourage it, give us some words. And
I was thinking about something. Do you have a room for skit makers to come on that platform?
Yeah, sure. The social media actually allows you to post your video.
Okay.
You can post your video. But then the streaming section also allows you to bring up your product to us and we can put it out. You know, shoot it well.
I think the aim is to actually to make Africa a continent that uploads and not just downloads.
Thank you. God bless you. I think that's great. You just gave me a free consultation, right? we need to show. We don't just
upload. Yes. Don't download. Yes.
We need to give them. And that's basically what we are trying to actually meet my past.
Thank you so much, Mike. As we are looking at running up this show, I'm looking at... we have new governments, both at the federal and at state levels. Mention about some things you want government to do. And one of the places that came to mind is the National Theater at Sigamo. You know, that's national monument.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If you replicate something like that in different states, I think if that's what I'm looking at, that's what you'll help out. So what are the things, is it grants you want the government to give
what do you think government should consider to promoting filmmaking, tourism, and other aspects that will, apart from oil, that will help the economy?
Well, the oil has finished there. So basically, I just think that the government needs to do a lot. They need to start with schools. First of all, they need to, that theater and film, they need to divide it into have a theater department and have a film department. They need to equip them. This they're not equipped. You know, sometimes you don't go there and play and then go up at the end of the day. So they need to start with there, keep it funded. Funny enough, go to New York Film Academy. You see that students there are producing movies that are beating post office. The content, the type of content they produce there. Because that's it. That's why, okay, you will see COVID-19 drugs. Where most of the vaccines produced, usually university of this, university of that. How many of our universities are the medical department producing anything, vaccine? It's sad. But that's some of the things we need to do if the government can invest in schools, because basically that's where it's starting. That's where the child is growing. And then they need to have grants. But the problem with schools is that even when they do, the person is in charge, they just need the money. That's it. You don't even get to the feet on the people. It's also forced to, you know, corruption.
Yeah.
It's also forced to. So, but if these things can be looked into, they can put like serious eye to it.
Yeah.
It's possible, like, make it in a way that from your home, apply.
Yeah.
Apply online. This was no longer apply online, your stuff, get some judges.
Yeah.
Just in any way so that these things will have results, or they distribute it by states. And the states need to do better too. They need to know that film can give, okay, let me just give you a little bit of an instance. See, today, I never say doesn't even know that, but I have done so many things. When I did one of my projects, Young Authors Conference that I would do every year,
yes,
I brought a Liberian author in 2018, and I brought an American author in 2019. Then to the one I brought to American actors. Each of these time that these people come, they spend, like, we need to get them the best hotels. Of course, we already have a number of airports. They will fly,
yeah,
they land in a number of airports. A lot of people will come to my event from different places. Some they are flying to a number of airports. They will come in, they will load. Sometimes there are some events, because that event we did, that movie premiere, we hosted it with my birthday and kind of a show.
Yes.
The place, 1,400 people, it was filled up. Hotels around were all filled up.
Right.
That is basically what had an event.
Of course, economic impact.
Yes. Then after I had to take them to some places, because we don't have tourist sites, but I asked them, okay, we will have to have that meeting anyway, because where else should I bring them in Anambra State? There's no place. So, but these are things that would have helped
to promote the states, to sell the states.
Yes, we have money left when we make things. We use that those places to make things. So that people are like, well, this kind of building, this kind of building, where is it?
Yeah.
Anambra State, I want to visit. So if the government can actually try to find a way to support filmmakers, you know, create, just like you said, build these things and maintain it.
Yeah.
You know, build them. Because if you do show finish, you start looking for, you don't have a proper place to show it. Without a proper place, theater is actually dying. Let me just be honest. So what are they doing about it? Nothing. But these are things that need to be sustained. If we have this thing set in place without funding, everything is not all about, you know, sharing money or oil or all of these things. This things can give us this other creative ventures. It can give us so much money. Look at you, whatever the news will be hearing, AY's film makes more than 100 million every year. What are you telling me? Out of that 100 million, a lot of tax has been paid. You can imagine if other people are supported to make projects that can earn that kind of money. You make projects that is earning 400 million naira, 300 million naira. If 50 or 100 people makes 500 million naira each from a field, they pay tax.
Yeah.
What has the government gotten for the terrible money? So I hope they knew something about it.
Thank you so much, Tinembe. This is just the beginning of the conversation we're having with you. And I believe that with what we've discussed so far today, that there will be impact in the society. And we want to encourage you to also continue to do what you're doing. And I believe that very soon you're going to hear, you will have a kind of support you look forward to receiving from the government and other stakeholders. And we're also using the opportunity to call on a lot of private organizations to put some things on ground that will help the young people who are coming up to, you know, expand their brands and sell our country way should showcase us to the world. So thank you so much for coming to Tech.
Thank you very much. You're doing a great job, and I think this is a very wonderful platform. So I will encourage everyone, keep reading from Tech. Economy.ng, right?
Thank you.
Yes, please keep reading, so you would know So we will not be left behind. I think that's the honest truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
You'll be left behind. Very soon, you won't know what's happening anymore. And, you know, so I hope this platform continues to grow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're also going to reach out to you as we things develop, especially as technology comes into the place, and see what you are doing also.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.